Come with me through a day in my life as a violinist with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra.
Good morning, Baltimore!
We're playing the Nutcracker this weekend with a circus troupe. 'Tis the season, I guess, but first I need coffee. I just got new Nespresso pods, so I'm living large, you guys. This is the most fire flavor to me. There are a few greater pleasures in life than coffee and a bagel.
On the way to rehearsal, let's go.
I definitely say this every year, but the Nutcracker is seriously my favorite piece of art ever. Like, with the ballet of it all, and the music is just unbelievable. Like I said earlier, we're not doing it with ballet dancers. We're doing it with a circus troupe, which is, you know, a modern twist on a classic, which is always fun. One man's blasphemy is another man's ticket sales. Just kidding. No, it'll be super fun. No, I think this whole piece is really a feat of mankind. Not to be dramatic, but seriously, no matter where you are, I implore you to go see the Nutcracker. I'm sure there's some ballet company or dance troupe doing some version of it, or even just like a high school performance. Seriously, you won't be disappointed, and it's so festive too because it's Christmas Story. And or you could always just watch Barbie Nutcracker. That works too. She's flying from her hair.
See, my favorite part is that I get to perform with friends and really talented people.
Did you guys start as dancers, or how did you get into this kind of performance work?
I did start as a dancer since I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
And when I was about 19, started aerial. I am a Christmas stan from like head to toe, so I love that. I love any sort of holiday theme. So this is a real treat to do a Christmas theme.
Awesome.
I can't tell you about my favorite part.
No spoilers. Okay, just got out of rehearsal. Looking forward to tonight. I think it's gonna be really fun. I'm sure the audience is gonna love it. Also, I was remembering while we were rehearsing that this is the 1 year anniversary of when I went on a really horrible date a year ago before this concert when we did it. And I was so shaken up by the date that I actually forgot my violin at home. So I had to run back and then get back in time for the concert, but I made it, so. So now I have a few hours before I have to start getting ready for the concert tonight, and I'm having a bit of a crisis because I booked a solid core class with Jamie and I really don't want to go. Alright guys, nevertheless, she persisted. Jamie! Hello! Oh my god! No comment.
Time to get ready for tonight's concert. I'm catching the bus, so I have to get ready pretty quickly. All right, let's go.
We're performing at Strathmore Music Center today, which is closer to DC, which we usually do about once a week, so that's why we're bussing to the concert today. If I don't get a seat by myself on this bus, I'm gonna end it all. Our tour bus, XO Tour Life.
Where I took a very long nap, so need some coffee. Everybody's starting to come warm up.
Intermission now, and it's actually crazy how different everything is when an audience is here, because my nose is so stuck in my part, I can't watch everything that's going on, but then I hear the audience clap and I know that something amazing is happening. Plus the energy is always just so much higher and more fun when there's an audience. Concert's over, almost home.
Oh, I was singing. Sunju heard me. Okay, I'll scream. Bye, bus!
See you never. So we just found out Gregory Porter was doing a show at our symphony center that we usually play at, but we didn't play there tonight. And it's gonna be crazy getting out of this parking lot. Faster to walk home, but not safer.
But at least I get to hang out with these gorgeous people.
Hi. There's Eugene, my amazing stand partner, and Han, my amazing section mate.
Who is this?
It's me. It's me. Finally back at my apartment. Very happy to be home. Okay, time to go to bed. Good night, thanks for watching.